KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, possible thunderstorms in the upper 50s with wind gust at 20. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered rain showers, cloudy skies around 40 with wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, lower 50s. Tomorrow night, isolated chances of rain showers, mid-30s, and Thursday becoming partly sunny, temperatures in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 50.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Tuesday. A suspicious powder found on an envelope caused a health concern for an employee and prompted a heavy emergency response at the Sedgwick County Courthouse yesterday afternoon. Authorities say an employee in the Division of Finance was opening mail when she noticed an odor and a powdery substance coming from an envelope. It's reported the woman began to experience respiratory issues. The woman was transported by EMS for medical care. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office said a hazmat ID test determined that the powdery substance in the envelope can raise a risk of cancer, but only if someone were to be exposed for a long period of time. Kansas legislators have approved a measure that would give judges and prosecutors a little more than 2 years to clear a backlog of criminal cases that built up during the pandemic. The House voted 114-7 to pass a bill that would suspend until May 1st of 2023 legal deadlines for criminal cases meant to protect constitutional rights to speedy trials. Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
A 41-year-old teacher at a private Christian school is accused of having a sexual relationship with a minor student. Police arrested Matthew McFerrin, a high school teacher at Trinity Academy in Wichita, over the weekend. Detectives began investigating after receiving a tip that McFerrin was having a relationship with a 16-year-old student. Police say Trinity Academy officials are cooperating with the investigation. The school has students in K through 12. References to McFerrin are no longer on the school's website. Investigators turned the case over to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. A 23-year-old Emporia man is charged with first-degree murder after a fatal crash that happened as the suspect was fleeing from police. During his first court appearance yesterday, Devon Mitchell declined a court-appointed attorney. He faces more than 25 charges resulting from the incident in Emporia last Thursday. Mitchell eventually hit a pickup truck, killing 64-year-old Stephen Henry. Mitchell's being held on $1 million bond. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Tuesday Kansas News here on the Mid-America Network.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. The state of Nebraska still plans to make coronavirus vaccines available to the general public by late April or early May, but Governor Pete Ricketts says a lot of factors could change the state's timetable. Ricketts says the speed at which Nebraska moves through its current vaccination phase will depend on how many vaccine shipments the state gets in the next few weeks. Despite being much smaller than normal because of the coronavirus, last year's Nebraska State Fair ended with nearly $1.8 million in profit. That was an improvement of more than $1.5 million from the 2019 fair. An annual audit found the 2020 fair had revenue of $6.5 million, down nearly 3% from the previous year. But because the fair had no carnival and paid entertainment, expenses were only $3.7 million, which was about $7 million less than 2019. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council extended a mask mandate for another 30 days, through at least May 1st. Hearing Monday from Dr. John Ryan, noting 5 new COVID cases have been reported locally within the past 2 weeks. A resurgence is possible, according to Ryan, with spring break travel, Easter and the like. He noted that it's too early to back off, noting patients that he sees from Gage and Pawnee counties contracting COVID. Acknowledging that we just don't know, and cases may remain low, he expects a rise again this summer or fall. Ryan commended vaccination efforts that place Marshall County among the highest in the state, commenting the vaccine does reduce the severity of COVID. He also noted those over 65 still are at greater risk of reinfection and that variants appearing are of consequential threat. A motion to extend the mask mandate through May 1st brought questions and comments as to what level will eventually result in dropping the mandate. Lack of enforcement, a growing public reluctance, and the county dropping a mandate were raised as concerns, which prompted lengthy discussion. Extension of the mask mandate through May 1st in the city of Marysville was approved on a 4-2 vote, with Diane Schroller, Terry Hughes, Colleen Behrens, and Kevin Throm voting yes, Keith Beichman and Parker Price voting no. City Council voted not to sign on as a co-sponsor with Marshall County for a Kansas Department of Transportation grant that could fund up to 80% of the cost for developing 11th Terrace, which would extend north of U.S. 36 between Subway and Caniquip, allowing access for a proposed jail site and could be extended to serve a proposed expanded business park through Marshall County Partnership for Growth. The county had previously approved the grant application, contributing a 20% match. Partnership for Growth has initiated an economic impact study funded through Evergy, the Heverlin Trust, and Guy's Weber Foundation. Several council members spoke against the jail being located away from the courthouse location, while also commenting on gauging sewage pump capacity and waterway drainage issues. Ellen Barber presented the proposal, noting safety concerns with the current jail, as well as parking congestion and security concerns. A resolution to allow raising chickens within city limits allowed discussion, but a prompt and firm no vote prevailed 6-0, with numerous public comments against the measure cited by council members. Discussion as to redrafting a measure with some additional limitations also failed for lack of a second. Enforcement was then discussed. Consensus was to cite those residents currently raising chickens within city limits to be fined. Wage recommendations for city pool employees was tabled as council asked the city administrator to return with options for increases before approval. The city is still seeking applicants for summer employment at the pool. Council members have expressed concern with being short of help and wanting to have adequate staff to remain open full-time and perhaps return the morning swim hours. A proposal from Jeff Mayer with the MHS class of 1998 to provide materials if the city were to assist with labor and equipment for ball field improvements at Dargetts Park, with some work as well on the basketball court, and perhaps adding a shade shelter at the park, passed unanimously, with the work to be done this fall. City Attorney John McNish offered to bring back some options regarding placement of intermodal containers and would provide zoning recommendations for such other items as trash disposal containers within city limits. The Marysville City Brush Dump site is now open again Wednesday afternoons 4 until 6 and Saturday and Sunday afternoons 1 until 5. Investigation continues into an early morning armed robbery at Westmoreland at the Shortstop convenience store Monday. deputies arrived on the scene shortly before 6 a.m. with a report that an individual head of the store had displayed a firearm at the store clerk demanding money. The suspect left the store with a determined amount of money and merchandise. No injuries were reported. The suspect, believed to have fled the scene early Monday with an accomplice in a blue passenger car with a black painted hood and black painted roof. Vehicle missing its front bumper and has custom wheels and a wing on the car's rear. Authorities asking anyone who may have seen a vehicle matching that description to contact the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office or your local law enforcement agency. Tips may also be left at Crime Stoppers link at ptsheriff.com. Catherine S. Dowd, age 67, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Catherine Dowd. Louetta Trowardect, age 92, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Memorial service Thursday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Wymore. Burial of ashes Thursday at 9:30 at Our Savior St. John Cemetery, rural Wymore. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Louetta Trowardect. Grant T. Crawford, age 53, of Clovis, New Mexico, passed away March 10. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Grant Crawford. Travis W. Landreth, age 67, of Axtell, passed away January 14. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Salem Lutheran Church southwest of Axtell. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Travis Landreth. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potatoes, broccoli, and Fiesta fruit pudding. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, Scandinavian blend, and diced peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Make your move and join a great team at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Immediate openings for cooks, servers, and dishwashers, both full and part-time, are available now, offering competitive wages with consideration for experience and extras like paid vacation for full-time employees. Flexible hours based on your schedule, but evenings and weekends are required. This would make a great second job for extra cash or a full-time opportunity with real potential. Hiring immediately. Contact Lori Snellings or Lori Parks, the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Now hiring for all positions.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Crosley washer and dryer, $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system slowly moving off towards the northeast, bringing rain showers, few thunderstorms across the central, east central parts of the Midwest and into the northern parts of the United States. This low will continue to bring rain showers across the central parts of the Midwest as we head into tonight. And then we'll see a break for tomorrow before we have a frontal system that will bring more chances for some isolated rain showers as we head into tomorrow night, some areas continuing into Thursday. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see temperatures anywhere in the 50s and 60s. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, possible thunderstorms, upper 50s with wind gusts at 30. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered rain showers, cloudy skies around 40. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, lower 50s. Tomorrow night, isolated chances of rain showers, mid-30s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-March, 59. Record high on this date, 89. The average low 33 and the record low is 13 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:26. Sunset this evening at 7:42. We received 1.25 inches of rain Monday into early Tuesday. Light mist and drizzle continues with a cloudy overcast. It's 50 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 23rd of March. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Sweet 16 locked in, and women's college hoops inspiring change. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Sweet 16 is set. Gonzaga, Baylor, Michigan, and Alabama are still dancing, but USC sent Kansas home.
Peterson in the short corner whips a pass hard out to Isaiah Mobley, dribbling, penduluming the dribble, steps back into a three-late shot clock, and knocks it down.
The call on Westwood won. The Trojans drub the Jayhawks 85-51 and make their first Sweet 16 since 2007. NBA, the Bucks roll to their seventh straight win without Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Leaking out Holiday, a three from the left corner is good! Bango!
The call on WTMJ, Bucks beat the Pacers 140-113 thanks to Drew Holiday's 28 points and 14 assists. The reigning MVP was out due to a sprained left knee. Baylor, Wright State, and Oregon all survived the first round of the women's NCAA tournament. After Monday's 67-47 win over South Dakota, Oregon's Aaron Boley talked about the disparity between the men's and women's weight rooms and the importance of players speaking out.
We're all, you know, really proud of Sedona and proud of the girls on this team who have spoken up and incited change. I think that's a huge deal for women in sports. And I hope that people are able to watch us play and see the passion that we play with and are inspired by that.
More NBA, the Houston Rockets' historic skid mercifully came to an end.
This comes around a Tate pick.
Pirouettes in the lane. Oh, 360 spinning layup. Got it to go over Siakam. What a play by John Wall. Now you see him and now you don't. A full spinorama for John Wall.
The call on WFED. John Wall finished with his first triple-double in five seasons. Rockets beat the Raptors 117-99 and snapped their 20-game losing streak. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
When the great outdoors gets too up close and personal, call Matt Smith to help at 713-9088. When you have an unwanted furry visitor, like a raccoon, possum, bat, skunk, beaver, or even a scaly, slithery one like a snake where it doesn't belong, don't stress. Call 713-9088 to have it quickly and professionally removed. Don't waste your time and energy. Just call Matt at 713-9088 and the mischief is managed.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, this week, students from all around the country busy sharing the importance of agriculture. It's all in celebration of today, National Ag Day. The day celebrates agriculture and provides an opportunity for those in the industry to share the importance of agriculture with a broader audience. The future of agriculture is strong. This is evident in the many student-led agricultural organizations. This week, students from FFA, 4-H, Ag Future of America, and Minorities in Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Related Sciences, sharing information on the critical role agriculture plays in our culture and economy. The FFA news release says National Ag Day gives students from agriculture youth organizations a chance to work together and share the importance of agriculture and agricultural education with our national government leaders. Students will also learn skills this week that they can use as they go forward in their lives and strengthen agriculture along the way. All this week, student leaders will work together virtually to discover how they can continue to be advocates for agriculture while telling the vital story of ag throughout the nation. The White House has issued a proclamation regarding the value of agriculture to the country. The release said they recognize the unique and irreplaceable value that farmers, ranchers, foresters, farm workers, and other agriculture stewards have contributed to the nation's past and present. The White House says American agriculture sector is safeguard of the nation's land through sustainable management, ensuring the health and safety of animals, plants, and people, as well as provide a safe and abundant food supply, and facilitates opportunities for prosperity and economic development in rural America. The White House says over the last year, workers and other leaders across the ag sector stepped up to ensure a stable food supply in the face of COVID-19 challenges. The proclamation says farm workers, who have always been vital to the food system, continue to grow, harvest, and package food, often at great personal risk. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
If you're thinking about buying land, think about financing it with Frontier Farm Credit. Not only do we deliver attractive rates and ag-friendly terms, we deliver ownership, a voice in how we work, and a share of what we earn in the form of cash-back dividends. When it comes to financing real estate, you'll find more reasons to land with us. Call Frontier Farm Credit. Learn more at frontierfarmcredit.com. Agriculture works here. Equal housing lender.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. New dietary guidelines from the United States Department of Agriculture say it's okay to feed infants and toddlers beef. And that is potentially a whole new market for the beef industry. Heather Buckmaster is the executive director of the Oklahoma Beef Council, and she says this is the first time that the dietary guidelines have provided recommendations for this particular age group. And she also says that paves the way for a new national marketing campaign for beef.
Now, the campaign is directed by NCBA, a contractor of the Beef Checkoff, and it's called Beef in the Early Years. And it's just the latest example of how the Beef Checkoff is really leading the way when it comes to emerging science that shows introducing solid foods like beef to infants and toddlers helps them pack every bite with protein, iron, zinc, and choline, which is important for healthy growth and development.
On the national front, paid advertisements are currently running on a variety of digital and social media platforms, and those commercials will run through April.
Including YouTube, connected TV, social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, but also on WebMD, which is a popular health site. And then we're also reinforcing this campaign with a comprehensive health influencer outreach program, working with those pediatricians, dietitians, and helping them to understand what this guidance means from the dietary guidelines and how they can use it with their patients and clients.
Buckmaster says the pediatricians are giving their clients permission to feed nutrient-dense beef to their children.
They're going to be giving them permission, but at the same time, we have some wonderful resources on beefitswhatsfordinner.com that will show them how to actually prepare those products for babies, how to take beef and make it a baby food.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
The first in-season fruits and vegetables are beginning to hit the supermarket shelves. Some advice on eating the season today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 23rd, the 82nd day of the year. Rocket scientist Wernher von Braun was born on this day in 1912, and in 1988, the movie Titanic won 11 Oscars at the Academy Awards. If you're trying to stretch your food dollar, eating the season will help you get more nutritional bang for the buck. These days, just about any fruit or vegetable can be found year-round. But when crops are more plentiful, there are bargains to be found. So what's in season in early spring? Asparagus, lettuce, peas, rhubarb, morel mushrooms, and spinach are best bets. In the South, strawberries, blueberries, and cantaloupe should be in good supply. And even California has seasonal bargains with artichokes, cherries, and tangerines flooding the market. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Isaiah Mobley scored 17 points. Younger brother Evan had 10 points and 13 rebounds. And number 6 seed Southern California routed KU 85-51 to reach the Sweet 16. It was the worst loss in 49 trips to the NCAA tournament for the number 3 seeded Jayhawks. USC ended the first half on an 11-0 run to take a 40-21 lead and never looked back. Marcus Garrett scored 15 points to lead Kansas, which was out-rebounded 43-27. A new minor league professional basketball team has planted its roots in Dodge City. The last time Dodge City had a minor league professional basketball team was with the Dodge City Legend around 07. KSN-TV reports the DC Gamblers were built from the ground up and are taking the court as members of the Minor League Basketball Association's newly formed Heartland Conference. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The Daddy-Daughter Dance is back this year. Space is limited, so don't wait to sign up. Go to MarshallCOSports.com for the sign-up form. Included for the night is dinner, dessert, flowers, photography, and, of course, music. Return the form anytime through the mail slot at 708 Broadway in Marysville, next to the Pony Express statue. Sign up today.
731 from KNDY 50 with light mist and drizzle lingering and a cloudy overcast. We'd received 1.25 inches of rain from Monday overnight into Tuesday. Forecast highs today in the 50s with the light precipitation tapering off.
KNDY.
About you now and then, when I see that Chevrolet, that certain shade of blue, I hear.
You hear a new song, and it's your favorite. But pretty soon you'll be changing the station. And all your old shoes are looking brand new. They want to be worn, but they never get the chance to. Heavy into everything, ready for the next thing. To catch your eye for a while, then you're over it. You change your mind on it soon as the shine's gone. Like you always do, but you don't know it yet, but make you wish that